And joining me now is Paul Lowy, the winner of the second match against Michael Kerfey. Many congratulations, Paul.
Thank you very much. Squeezed it in the end somehow. I don't know how, but I think it was I was the best out of it. You know, we both struggled, and I managed to just squeeze it. So
it was well. Michael had an early lead of 3-3. How did you feel around the first few holes when he was in the lead?
I mean, I had a bit of a. I sort of thought, what's going on here? But my caddy, he was pretty good. You know, he said, just settle down, and you know, you can make 5 or 6 birdies from here. I mean, the way I was playing, I wasn't going to, but you know, yeah. It's nice. But he kept me calm, and it seemed to work really. But I mean, Michael was making quite a few mistakes, which let me sort of get back in it. So I was quite lucky, really. So
now there was a bit of a Jean Vandeveld moment on the 10th, I believe. Can you talk us through that?
Well, where Michael was, I thought I had no where I was going to drop. Well, I don't know. It was just sort of trying to knock it out, really, and it came out a bit too well. I thought I was going to get soaked, but it was it just had to be done, I think. So,
for anyone who didn't hear the report, Paul was in the lake in his he had to roll up his trousers and take his socks and shoes off, etc., and managed to win the hole. And of course, over the closing holes, Michael made a few mistakes, and which opened the door for you.
Yeah, it was sort of it was one of them games. Yeah, none of us really got going. I mean, the last two nights I was pretty confident coming into tonight, and then after the last two nights, you know, I think I was 3 or 4 under last night and a couple under the other night, but tonight I just didn't know what was going on. So I think it's another day on the range tomorrow.
Well, you're through to the final, and you're facing Daryl Callister, who's got home advantage on Saturday. It'd be nice to have the trophy back on your mantelpiece again this year. How do you rate your finalist?
He's a very good player. I mean, I've never really played with him that much, to be honest with you, so I don't really know much about him, but I know he's, the reports I've heard, he's very good. Like, and obviously it's his home course, so I think I'll have to be at my best to try and win that one. So
down the range and on the putting green over the next few days, I'm sure Paul's going to be. Thank you very much, Paul, for joining us, and all the best for Saturday.
Okay, thank you.